We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. We are broadcasting live out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Spring training broadcast continues on. The Angels, they are in the ballpark. You've got Brewers starting to trickle into the ballpark. These two teams are going to square off coming up here in about an hour from now. About 2 hours from now. 2 hours from now is when this thing gets underway. 1:05 our time here, and then you've got it going on here at 3:05. Back in Wisconsin. So there you have it. Wanted to make sure we got that right for you. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over at Cousin Subs. They've been grilling it up for a long, long time. One of the ones fresh off the grill that I love, that's that pepperoni melt. You know it, live it, love it, breathe it. Yeah, thing's awesome. Extra mayo, extra cheese, that great Italian bread. Stop in and get, whether it's a Philly, whether it's the pepperoni melt, hot ham and cheese, whatever it happens to be, get yourself some goodness over there at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, that's where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Plenty of things to discuss. We've been talking a little while about the expectations when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks, because the Bucks, as you'd heard a little while ago from NBCSports.com, Kurt Heelan said, as Bucks fans, you should be considering it, kind of NBA Finals or bust for this team. Which kind of makes you raise an eyebrow, because this team has not been able to get out of the first round of the playoffs. So now you go from that to, you're going to expect this team to be in the NBA Finals. So we'll get into that discussion. Also, NFL free agency continues on. Which team right now has really, in your opinion, which team has won the free agency wars thus far? Which team has won the free agency wars thus far? That's an interesting question, because you can't consider, like, Antonio Brown a free agent, Odell Beckham Jr. a free agent. I mean, those were trades, but those teams have gotten better, but the Raiders are still a conundrum, because I don't know what the hell they're doing. They were garnering all these draft picks for a long time, and they were going to draft and develop and get these guys better, and all of a sudden they're a team that looks as if they're all of a sudden trying to do something to kind of go for something, but I just don't know. I don't know what to expect out of that team. John Gruden's philosophy has not necessarily been steady, if you will. So that's interesting in itself. Obviously, Cleveland has gotten better. Baltimore lost quite a few players. Now Baltimore has started to retrieve some of those players as well. Kansas City has been somewhat of a loser in free agency, in my opinion. I think their defense has been weakened. So who are some of the better, bigger winners? I mean, can we look at the Green Bay Packers and say that so far the Packers are a winner? You look at some of the reports, some of the scouting reports, and say, well, the Packers did okay, but maybe they overpaid, which is normally what you have to do in free agency, but maybe they overpaid for some of the guys they got. So anyway, long story short is we'll get into that discussion coming up here as well. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockeyTalk line, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. We'd love to hear from you, 855-830-8648. Over on Twitter, a lot of people reacting to a lot of different things. This one's from Marty. Marty writes, "Hey, guys, listening every day here in Tomahawk. Glad to hear the program. We did our affiliate up there, where you're not hearing it right now, but we're going to be back in that area, so no concerns. He's listening to us on the app. Go to radio.com, by the way. radio.com app, and you can always hear us there. He says, I think the Bucks are for real. I think the Bucks should be expected to get to the NBA Finals. Tell me who is going to beat them. In a seven-game series at Fiserv Forum, this team is unbeatable. It's not going to happen. They won't lose back-to-back games in the postseason. They are going to the NBA Finals. I am confident of that. I think the Packers have done a great job in fortifying some of the holes, but I still think they have a far way to go. Aaron Rodgers needs more help, and he can't do it by himself. We saw that this past year. If his shoulder doesn't come back and he plays better this year, then what are we to do about a $180 million guy that can't get the job done consistently? You know what? I don't want to say that he can't get the job done consistently. What we saw out of Aaron Rodgers, let me say this. I think I agree with you on the fact that they fortified some holes. Even if, at the very least, they still draft and develop guys, they've at least now got some depth, okay? Secondly, when you talk about Aaron Rodgers and that shoulder, he still has velocity. Last year, he just didn't have that touch, not consistently. And I'm in no way knocking Aaron Rodgers. All I've said, and let me make this clear, is that some of the passes that we've seen him make in the past that have been so, oh my gosh, he's throwing a football through the eye of a needle, they weren't there this past year. At least not consistently they weren't. Missing Davante Adams in the back of the end zone by 10 yards when all he had to do was drop in the bucket. I mean, that's an easy pass for a normal Aaron Rodgers. To see him overthrow somebody like that is abnormal. So I don't think that he's bad. I just think that he has, you know, he's got a little coming back to do. And I don't know what the play calling, Mike McCarthy, the change in the head coach, I don't know what any of that has to do with the ability for Aaron Rodgers to play the quarterback position. I'm sure there was some turmoil there. You know what I mean? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Milhockey Talk Line. You can also hit us up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels. Follow me over there as well at @Bill_Michaels. You can follow us on the Facebook fan page. The live video has ceased, but it was pretty good. If you want to go back and watch it with the kids running around the ballpark earlier today, and we've got also, like I had mentioned a little while ago, the Brewers are going to be taking the field, taking some batting practice here coming up in a little bit, along with the LA Angels. They're going to be out here as well, getting ready for the game this afternoon. I'm just simply asking, between the Bucks, should they be considered the NBA Finals or bust? Are you paying Chris Middleton? Who has won in the NFL free agency wars? Getting into that discussion. All these things going on right now. 855-830-8648. This one is from Jack, and Jack writes, are you guys crazy? The Bucks are a good team. They're not a great team. You can't just pencil them into the NBA Finals. This is a team that's going to have to get by a surging Boston team. In addition to that, I think Toronto's pretty good, and look for Philadelphia to get better as well. This is not going to be easy. Everybody thinks because LeBron is gone, it's a straight path to the finals. You are mistaken. Giannis has not won in the postseason. He has to learn how to win there first before you can just say, oh, we're going to pencil him in to the finals. But that's from Jack. Jack, appreciate the email. No, that's my point. You know, as much as I want to say, yeah, it's easy to pencil them in, I'm not. I'm thinking this team should at least maybe, right, should at least get to the NBA or get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But to say they're finals bound, they've got good experience. I like the move to bring in Pau Gasol. I like the move to bring in a veteran guy that's been there, done that. George Hill's a guy that's been there, done that. You're waiting for some of these guys to get healthy as well. As soon as they do, and they're back at full strength, then can you say, okay, this team then becomes the favorite? But, you know, they got some good ballers in Boston that's starting to pick things up. In Boston, if they ever get past their Kyrie Irving type of mentality of, you know, it's my team and it should be all about me. If they get past all of that and this team all of a sudden starts playing the kind of ball that they were capable of and the kind of the ball that we were talking about at the beginning of the season, because we all thought Boston was the favorite. You know, when they got back to full strength, Boston was going to be the favorite. If this team gets back to that, then you can't just dismiss Boston as a team that's in turmoil and just say they're not going to get there. And I still think Toronto can be a team that can be fortified as well. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends that brought us down here, Dr. Paul Levine and Levine Dental, whether it's cosmetic dental, implants, emergency services, or just going in for a checkup and taking in your family and friends. Right now, which, by the way, they're taking families and new patients of all types, whether it's a kid, whether it's an adult, whatever, taking new patients right now. Go to L-E-V-I-N-E, LevineDental.com. That's LevineDental.com, and check it out. Also, this time of year, you may, unfortunately, need a tax attorney. Mike Mack, the tax attorney, getting Wisconsin residents and businesses out of some of the jams that the IRS has gotten them in. All you got to do is call him or just go to MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com, and check out all that he has to offer. Tremendous guy, and the ability to get you maybe out of some tax debt, which is always good. All you got to do is just go to MikeMack.com. One more, and that is our buddy Joe Hennis and the whole staff out at Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy Joe's Saloon and Spoon. GoSloppyJoe's.com. GoSloppyJoe's.com. In Hubertus, on Hubertus. Joe's got that big boot new smoker out there, some awesome brisket, ribs, steak, shrimp. Really good breakfast on Sunday morning from 9 to noon. Don't forget the live music as well. That's Sloppy Joe's Saloon and Spoon in Hubertus. GoSloppyJoe's.com. Plenty of things to talk about. Talking some NFL free agency, who's been the big winner? Talking NBA basketball, Milwaukee Bucks. Should you just automatically be penciling them into the NBA Finals? Are you going to pay Chris Middleton? We heard the national writer, Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, says you got to pay him. He's going to get max money. You got to pay him and keep the band together. Yes, no, and different. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are broadcasting live, American Family Fields of Phoenix, and I'm Bill Michaels. Bill Michaels' show continues on. We're here at spring training, a completely perfect day when you talk about temperature to play baseball. Right now, 64 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, bright sunshine. Somebody, I don't know who it is, one of the Brewers players has thrown on the chorizo outfit and is now roaming the outfield. As the Brewers pitchers are taking some batting practice, some of the infielders taking a little bit of practice as well, and just kind of sitting here hanging out, watching them get ready to take on the L.A. Angels of Anaheim a little bit later on today here at AmFam Fields of Phoenix. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. We'd love to hear from you. I've got a whole bunch of stuff right now out there in the question stratosphere, if you will, as far as some comments. We're talking Bucks basketball for you Bucks fans, talking some Brewers baseball. We talked about the starting rotation. Chase Anderson, another rough outing yesterday here. It's not that there's a level of frustration. There's just a level of he's getting hit hard. They're just talking about control, spotting your pitches, things like that. So, Chase Anderson, if he can't get it together, are you concerned about this starting rotation? Then I wanted to ask you, who do you feel was the big winner so far early on in free agency? 855-830-8648. A whole bunch of topics to get to. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Hey, I wanted to let you know the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. Go to wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org to see all that they have to offer. But I've been talking to you a little bit about ethanol, some of the flex fuel vehicles. Ethanol, a cleaner and greener product. Removes the carbon equivalent to 20 million cars from the road if you're using it. Producing ethanol is becoming cleaner. Natural gas and electricity use at ethanol plants has reduced almost 40% since 1995. Also, a bushel of corn produces a little less than 3 gallons of ethanol and about 17 pounds of dried distiller grains, which is used, by the way, for animal feed. So you get the most out of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, don't you? I mean, in a lot of ways, you're really, really, really supporting the hometown team. So check out ethanol, check out the E88, the E15, and check it out for yourself. Just be Wisconsin proud, helping out the farmers, keeping all the money right here in the state of Wisconsin. Ethanol, the home team product, you know how I support the home team. Also brought to you by the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. Learn the facts at wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org. A whole bunch of topics that are out there. We're just kind of bouncing it around today. Chris says, yes, he believes the Packers have won free agency. I think Aaron's going to bounce back. He's actually tweeting us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Chris, appreciate it. We got one here from Chifikas. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that name. Chifikas? But Chifikas says Aaron Rodgers is going to have a big season, mark my words. Aaron Rodgers has something to prove, and he wants to prove that it was him, not Mike McCarthy, that had the success. So whether or not Matt LaFleur is even a good coach, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers bringing this team back to the fold. 855-830-8648. Jim writes in the Wendy's email inbox, listening to us, by the way, down here in Phoenix, Arizona. Snowbird says, love coming down to Phoenix. Glad you're here. Hope to see you at the game today, which, by the way, I will be sitting. I'm out in the stands today. I got tickets for the kids and the family and everybody. We're going to sit out in the stands today, kind of enjoy ourselves out here. So if you see us running around, Jim, come on over and say hi. He says, looking forward to a good Brewers season, but I am worried about the starting rotation. Why will they not go out and pick up Dallas Keuchel? He's sitting there. He's got Cy Young ability, and nobody's grabbing him. This is a team that desperately needs another starter and number one. Why will they not spend the additional money to solidify the starting rotation? I don't know. That is a great question, and I don't know. I wish I had some kind of a terrific answer for you, but I don't know. They need one guy. I mean, they were kind of counting on Jimmy Nelson, and can he come back? We'll wait and see, but I don't know. I great question. I mean, I know that we've had Adam McCalvey on the program before, and he said, hey, you know, they're pressing right up against kind of where their salary comfort level is, but remember when we talked to everybody. We talked to Craig Council. We had David Stearns on the program, which, by the way, David Stearns is going to be joining us tomorrow. David Stearns is going to be on the program. And in addition to that, we have talked with Rick Schlesinger. All of them have said that money would not be the impediment to this team. Now, they can't go out and make the payroll $300 million, but could you add a Dallas Keuchel? And Keuchel's sitting there right now. He might have to take a two-year deal. Could you go out and sign him right now? Spend the additional money for the here and the now and see where the chips fall after the fact. I would. I'd go get him. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, without a doubt. This one's from Nate. Nate writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I love hearing the birds in the background. It tells me the baseball season is almost upon us, and I'm looking forward to Brewers baseball, but let's talk some postseason for this Milwaukee Bucks team. They don't have a lot of experience for guys that are actually starting. I am concerned about the ability to close out games down the stretch. They're starting to look a little tired to me. Do you see the same thing? I see Giannis being a guy that's going to have to lead this team, but how many years can he continually do this? I have concerns about his knees. I don't want to be a pessimist, but I think the Bucks are ripe for the picking right now, and if they don't get to the NBA Finals this year, it may not happen. You are a little bit of a pessimist, aren't you? They've got a pretty good nucleus here. I'm not worried about the ability to win ball games and maybe get to an NBA Finals. If you can keep a lot of these guys together this year going into next season, I think you're going to have a very similar type of season, to be honest with you. I think it's the Eastern Conference Finals or bust. Now, if they win the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm not going to be shocked by any stretch of the imagination. I think the way that Brogdon has really come on, I think the fact that Bledsoe has gotten comfortable with his team, I like what Chris – I want to see – if I had to say one big question going into the postseason, it's going to be how is Chris Middleton going to kind of raise his level of performance? And I hate to say that because it seems like we're not kind of picking on Chris Middleton, but that's what I'm looking for. You know, Pau Gasol is going to give you some maybe quality minutes coming off the bench. Mirotić is going to give you some scoring. But Brook Lopez is your shot blocker. Bledsoe's been a man. I'm looking for Bledsoe and Brogdon to continue doing what they're doing. But if you're going to say one thing can put them over the top, yes, Giannis is going to have to big. And Giannis is not only going to have some big games. He's going to have to figure out, and other guys are going to have to support him, because they're collapsing on him right now. They're starting to beat him up a little bit on the inside. They're getting physical with him, okay? The more they do it, the more frustrated he gets. the more he has to figure it out. And if he starts dishing the basketball and guys are hitting their shots, including Chris Middleton, well, then you can't just simply say that, well, we're gonna go after Giannis and leave it at that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Chime in. Do you agree or disagree? Agree or disagree? Let's go to Josh, listening to us in Heartland. Josh, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
How's it going, Bill?
What's happening?
Good. I use E88 gas as much as I can.
You the man.
I have a couple of thoughts. First, I'm with you when it comes to the expectations for the Bucks right now. I think it'd be a huge, huge failure to not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think whoever they face is going to be probably a pretty tough opponent that they should beat. But you still, the one thing that they haven't proven yet, the one thing even Giannis hasn't proven yet is, can he close out big time games when your back is up against the wall? And so I think they should be able to breeze through the first couple of rounds. It is Eastern Conference Finals or bust. And I'm with you. You should expect them to win the Eastern Conference Finals and make it to the finals and then see what happens. But I'm with you. Like, if you put, I hope the team isn't thinking finals or bust, because if they start looking ahead, then that's when the issues can come in and facing tough teams in the playoffs. But I have some other thoughts. We were talking about Chris Middleton and free agency for next year. And I kind of look at the Bucks like this. You have Giannis, who is your true number one bona fide starter, and then you have a great core behind him. And Middleton is probably the best of that core, but he is not a strong leader when it comes to being consistent and being able to take over games. And so as you look forward to free agency, I think the Bucks brass might have the choice of, do we give Middleton the max, or do we focus on signing the rest of that nucleus, the Lopez, Mirotić, Brogdon? Which would you rather have? And I'm not saying you have to necessarily make that choice, but for me, I would rather have the rest of the nucleus than keep Chris Middleton around, because I do not think that he is not a number two, a strong number two to Giannis. So I would rather keep the core. You already have Bledsoe. I'd rather keep the core, the rest of the core, than dish out everything for Middleton to keep him.
Yep, no doubt. I appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break as you've got some baseball music playing in the background. They're having a party downstairs right now. The gates have opened up. The fans are starting to come in. We are broadcasting live from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Feeling a little bit warmer back in the Midwest, are you? Sunshine today, 65 degrees, very light breeze. Here you've got some of the Angels of Anaheim walking around the outer concourses, signing some autographs. You got the Brewers taking some batting practice right now. Kids out on that sloped lawn right there behind the fences, and they're out there collecting balls like crazy as balls continue. Jesus Aguilar taking some batting practice. He is putting on a power display right now. He just hit one off of the fencing on the backfield. So if you had to give, say, a total distance, you're talking maybe 430, 440, something like that. He just took back-to-back balls off of that big netting back there in that backfield. Holy mackerel. Big smash from Jesus. Got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show broadcasting live out here in Phoenix, Arizona. More right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Broadcasting live from American Family Fields of Phoenix. It's kind of tough to say. I've been saying it all week, but I'm still getting used to it. It just doesn't roll off the tongue as easily as maybe it should. But the gates are open. The fans are pouring in. You got a game today, 3:05 back in the Midwest, 1:05 here in Arizona. Brewers right now taking batting practice. Travis Shaw spraying them all over the ballpark, and they were working on bunting a little while ago. You've got the Angels that are starting to work out and stretch out a little bit in the outfield. And as I mentioned, the fans are pouring in. The kids are out there on the just beyond the fences where the, you have the sloped lawn that slopes down towards the fence, and they're collecting quite a conglomeration of baseballs today. And you saw a couple of kids make some nice catches and a couple of kids take some tumbles going back. But nevertheless, it's this is what baseball is all about. This makes you feel good. Hopefully you get a sense. You can hear kind of the bat crack in the background and a little bit of the music playing here in the stadium. And I don't know who it is downstairs, but somebody's been screaming and yelling and hooting and hollering for a while now. So can you hear that really clear, Ryan?
No, not really. I can hear Kenny Chesney in the background right now. That's about it.
I don't know who it's been, but it's been in my ear, man. David, woo, woo. It's like Ronnie Woo Woo, who used to be that Cubs fan sitting behind the plate.
Oh yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah. Oh my God, I couldn't stand that guy.
No, I don't think I don't even think Cubs fans like that guy.
No, I don't think so either. But yeah, they had somebody downstairs a little while ago just hooting and hollering. Maybe they moved him away from the microphone. But oh my goodness, it was driving me nuts. So you got the Brewers taking batting practice. The Angels are going to start that in just a little bit. And a lot of fans coming in on a terrific day, 65 degrees. Very few clouds off into the distance now out by the mountain ranges. But, man, it's picture perfect. 855-830-8648. Talking Bucks, talking Brewers. Are you concerned about the rotation? Chase Anderson, not a good outing again yesterday. Are you a little bit worried? No Jimmy Nelson. Do you got somebody that you think is going to be able to go ahead and you know, fill the bill when it comes to the starting rotation for this Milwaukee Brewers team? Or do you think that you need to go out and find a guy? You need to pick up a Dallas Keuchel. You need to bite the bullet and spend the money. That's another, you know, whole other kettle of fish that this team's going to have to think about. Tomorrow on the program, speaking of thinking about spending some money, I'll ask him directly. David Stearns, general manager for your Milwaukee Brewers, will be live and in person on the program here in the booth with me tomorrow. So make sure you set your dials for that one, because we're looking forward to that. Second hour of the program, he is going to join us. And I'll ask him, I'll say, what's the concern right now for the level of your outgetters or your openers or whatever you want to call them? Does the 4,374 outs still apply to this team, or are you trying to go out and maybe look for another starter to fill the bill in the rotation? I mean, even if you picked up Keuchel at this point, he's not going to be ready for the regular season, even though those guys are working out. You're not gonna just throw them into the mix right away. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. All right. This one is from Chris, who says, I think the Brewers have done well. I can't wait for their season to get underway. Bucks are going to win the Eastern Conference, and will Clay Matthews come back to the Green Bay Packers? Ugh. The only way he comes back is if you have an agreement for him to play the middle, maybe be a rover, but to play the middle. He's going to be more of a situational down guy, and he's coming back for $3 to $5 million. I'm not paying him a ton of money. I'm just not. What was really telling to me, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, what was really telling to me was this past season, we were in Chicago, and late in that ball game, he's got Mitch Trubisky on the run. Late third quarter, early fourth. He's got Mitch Trubisky on the run. He's coming. He's crashing down from the right side. Mitch Trubisky rolls to his left, and Clay can't track him down. Clay has made a living out of grabbing guys behind the line of scrimmage and bringing quarterbacks down, and he couldn't catch Mitch Trubisky. And it was right then and there when I said he's lost a step. That burst, that ability, that speed that he had coming off the edge, just it's faded some. So he's not the same guy. I'm not going to pay him to be the same guy. If I bring him back for $3 to $5 million, maybe a little bit more than that, but if anything, not much. Maybe on the top end of five, but that's about it. And I'm not hanging on to him just because he's Clay Matthews. If he can help my team, I keep him. If not, I'm not going to overpay to keep him. 855-830-8648. Go ahead and give us a shout. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state, beyond the borders. Just call the experts there, the medical experts. They have a 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. In addition to that, if you've got the low T, maybe you're sluggish, moody, brain fog, whatever, they can help you out. If you're over the age of 30, go get your numbers checked. I highly, highly recommend it. Also, the winter fat garbage you don't have to listen to, because they have the all-in-one weight loss program. And it's very simple, and it works. But you got to call them. You can't do anything if you don't call them. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Got some more questions here. This one's from Greg. Greg writes, hey, guys, do you think Ryan Braun plays 120-plus games? I think if Braun stays healthy and brings a little power back, this team is going to be unstoppable. You'll have power in Christian Yelich, Lorenzo Cain, Jesus Aguilar, Moustakas, and Travis Shaw, and even Yasmani Grandal. This team will be unstoppable offensively. We talked about that earlier when Bill Schmidt was up here, and we got into that discussion. What's the over and under, say, on 120 games for Ryan Braun, 125 games last year? My assumption is they're going to manage him about the same way. I don't necessarily think that he's got two or three DL stints in him, but I think you're shooting for about what you did last year. I didn't always agree with it, okay? Let me say that. I didn't always agree with sitting him on a day game, a getaway day, when you knew you had an off day the next day, and then resting him, but you got to admit, by the time they got to the end of the season, as we discussed, he was still fresh, and he was a guy that was still pretty key down the stretch. I mean, we all know that Christian Yelich was just on fire, and we know Arcia ended up finding his stroke as the season wound down and as the postseason began. So, but Ryan Braun is a conundrum because – a lot rests on him. The depth of that outfield, I don't know if I feel real comfortable with right now. So I guess to answer your question, if you can get him to about 125 to 135 games, man, I think you're getting the most out of Ryan Braun. And if you can get 25-plus home runs out of him, if he kind of, because he's tinkering with the swing right now, if you can get 25 home runs plus out of him and maybe about 75 RBI, man, that's huge. But Ryan Braun last year, the ability for him to spray the ball throughout the ballpark, I thought was big. But he went from being a power hitter to a singles hitter. Did you notice that last year? He was on base and had a pretty good eye, but he became more of a singles hitter. He was roping line drives. Now they were finding the hole. Okay, I don't condemn that at all. But he went from being the power hitter to more of a singles hitter and a table setter. This is from Chris. He says, I don't think Chris Middleton is worth the max. Brewers need a starting pitcher. There's a lot of those out in free agency out there. Don't need Middleton, though. Getting Miritich telling me Middleton is gone. Can't pay everybody. Pay Parker. There you go. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Our final segment, broadcasting live out here prior to the Brewers-Angels game at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Stay tuned. We've got more right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up. A-Town. Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Broadcasting live, American Family Fields of Phoenix, and the Brewers have wrapped up their batting practice. The Angels are not going to take batting practice here. They took it a little bit earlier at their ballpark, which is Diablo Stadium, which is a fan. If you've ever been out to spring training, you got some really nice ballparks that have been built out here. In the last 10 years, you have obviously Goodyear has come into commission. As Goodyear is the home of the Reds and the Indians. Surprise, Arizona, with Texas. I want to say Texas and Kansas City. You've got the new facility that the Cubs built, which is kind of a mini Wrigley Field. Oh, my goodness, that place is really nice. The Brewers obviously putting a lot of renovation into this, but one of the nicer stadiums that I've always enjoyed going to is Diablo Stadium. They've got that big bluff or butte right down the left field line, that restaurant on top of that mountain. And it's just a picturesque scene. And then off into the distance, you look across the highway, and you can see the mountain that is Arizona State University, where they actually carved the ASU logo into the side of that mountain. So you got some really neat places down here. You got Peoria has San Diego up in that area. So there's a lot of really cool places here. Obviously, Talking Stick has just been that's kind of the cream of the crop when you talk about facilities with what they've been able to accomplish over there. And the Diamondbacks were over there, as a matter of fact. I think it's the Diamondbacks and the Rockies, Scottsdale, out in Scottsdale now. is the Giants. So you've got teams all over the place and some really spectacular ballparks. Ryan Horvath producing the show. Ryan, you ever been out here for spring training?
No, I still haven't been out there. I've been to Arizona, never for spring training.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I mean, they still use a lot of these stadiums, a lot of the universities do.
Yeah.
But most of these facilities now are closed. They'll play some high school games and such in some of these places, but most of these places are pretty much closed off now because this is where they have the beginning of the Arizona Fall Leagues. This is where they have a lot of the rehab stuff that goes on for some of these players when they come out and start working out in these ballparks. So they don't open them up to the public the way they used to, but they still play. They still do play quite a few tournaments,
right?
Out here. But what a neat place. So,
What's the atmosphere out like when you're at spring training? Right, you go out there because you have other teams. You mentioned the Cubs fans, right. The Sox fans. Everybody's out there. What's the difference between like the atmosphere when you're heading to spring training rather than if you're going to the Final Four? You know, when you're at the Super Bowl, obviously, you know, bigger games because the spring training games don't mean anything, but it's still a good time and, you know, baseball's
spring
back.
Spring training is everything from snowbirds to people that just want to get away to hardcore baseball fans. The one thing you'll find out here during spring training and these months that you're out here for in Arizona, and it's the same thing in Florida, but the thing about it is in Arizona, everything's 20, 25 minutes away. Everything. You go to Florida, and you can be going to Fort Myers, down to Miami, to the beaches,
yeah.
to Orlando. I mean, you could have 2 and 3 hour bus rides. They're not flying down there; they're taking bus rides.
Right,
and guys are. I mean, that's not an easy road to hoe. I mean, that's why Phoenix has become such a popular area, and Phoenix, except for the last couple of days, usually doesn't get a lot of rain. So you're almost guaranteed every day it's going to be 65 or better and sun, or at least partly sunny, and you're going to get your work in. As opposed to Florida, that they get the more humidity and pop-up thunderstorms and all that kind of stuff that can rain you out. So in Arizona, the atmosphere is a lot of snowbirds, but a lot of fans coming in. You obviously can make the drive from L.A., so you get a lot of fans from the San Diego area, the L.A. area. You get a lot of Cubs fans down here. You've got snowbirds from Chicago and snowbirds from Wisconsin, so you got a lot of Brewers fans down here. You know, you got some from San Francisco. The fact that Cincinnati switched from Florida to Arizona, you do see Reds fans out here, but not nearly as much. But you obviously you have Colorado fans. You have Diamondback fans that are in the area. But it's just a good time. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I mean, you got people tailgating, right now that are outside the gates. They put those little mini Weber grills in their rental cars, and they pull on up, and they start grilling, you know? I mean, it's great. It's a lot of fun. And the thing about it is, with spring training as opposed to, say, regular season at Miller Park and what have you have more access.
Right.
The players are just kind of hanging out, you know? Because they don't have – you don't go to the clubhouse through the dugout. You walk onto the field, and you come down through tunnels onto the field, just like you'd be coming down, like when we do it. You know, you walk down through the stands and walk down through a little, gated area, and then you come out onto the field. And that's how you get here. It's not like at Miller Park where they go under the stadium and then you never have access to them. Here you have access to them. They actually have to walk past you to get to the field. So you can get autographs. And as I was telling you before and kind of trying to draw the picture, you've got that giant sloped outfield just beyond the fence, the grass, where – families love to throw blankets down and watch the game. You can buy grass seats, lawn seats. That's where everybody runs and hangs out for batting practice because you get to keep all the balls. So they're driving balls out a little bit. My kids just got up here, and I think they got 9 or 10 balls today not to mention the 2 or 3 they had yesterday. So it's just – there's a lot more access, and it's just a lot of fun. The ballparks are much more intimate. Obviously, you're not talking about 50,000 seats. You're talking about maybe 9 to 10, maybe 12,000 seats in some of these places, but that's about the extent of it. So it's a fun time. And I've always said, if you're a baseball fanatic, the thing about it is you got to come out here and you don't want to just see your team.
Right.
You got to go experience a couple ballparks. You got to pick some of them and then make the trek again next year and then the year after that. Like each year, if you're a ballpark fan, come out and see the Brewers' new facility and then go see the Cubs. And then go to Surprise and say, see where the Rangers play. And because those two teams, there's two teams in most of these ballparks, you'll see a lot of the ballparks and cover a lot of the field, even though there's 16 teams that are here. because a lot of them share facilities. So, you know, Camelback's another one where the White Sox and the Dodgers play. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. They just built that not too long ago. That's a beautiful place, too. So, coming up tomorrow on the program, as I had mentioned, the general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. We're going to talk to him about Dallas Keuchel. We're going to talk to him about free agent signings. If there's any more money in the budget, if they need to go get somebody, we're going to get into that discussion tomorrow as we'll talk with David Stearns. He's going to be joining us coming up tomorrow on the program. That's the second hour of the program. The second hour of the program tomorrow, we're going to hear from David Stearns. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, going to join us live and in person here in the press box, in the broadcast booth as well. Also, we're going to be talking with Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, as we continue on through the NFL free agency period. And we'll get his thoughts on to who has or hasn't signed, what may or may not be out there, and what else the Packers could do. We'll get into that discussion tomorrow as well. We're going to talk a lot about this starting rotation of the Brewers. Chase Anderson, a rough outing yesterday. Didn't necessarily get it done and hasn't gotten it done pretty much the entire spring training. So are you concerned right now about the starting rotation of your Milwaukee Brewers? We'll talk about that as well. So I know things are winding down. It's about time for us to get out of here. I've kind of rambled on long enough, but it's been a blast out here, and we got one more day yet to go of our continuing coverage of the Milwaukee Brewers spring training 2019 style out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Ryan, good stuff. Appreciate it, and we're going to talk again tomorrow, all right?
Thanks a lot, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Till then, everybody, have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.